right, ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley, welcome to the Justin Cohen Show here on WWDB Talk 860. We've got a fantastic show. Great to have everybody on the broadcast here at the scenic offices of Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. Our host, Justin Cohen, how are you, sir?
Joe, great to see you, my man. Always good to see you, brother.
The pleasure's mine, and I know we've got an awesome show. You know, when you talk about, especially injuries and trouble,
right.
Our guest exudes, you know, that. He's usually the one calling.
That's right. That's exactly right.
So this is a unique show.
Yeah. He can speak from all angles. He is. For sure.
That's right. Exactly. we got a really cool show. And how you been lately?
Everything's good, man. I was telling you guys off air a little bit, and it's been a little trouble on the home front. We've had some trouble finding some home care for my little 8.5-month-old. So I've been pedaling back and forth between office and home. The wife has been watching kid while trying to be on, you know, she's a therapist doing some sessions. So needless to say, it is a it is crazy times at the Cohen household right now, man.
Yeah, you know, it's certainly, the 8.5-month-old, you know, certainly, I mean.
And I'm trying to watch the Phillies games when I get home. So when I get cracked
from
the
wife. Can't you please cooperate, young lady?
I got a first-place Phillies team to watch, man. But apparently.
It's not.
It's right. She's not concerned with that. I get it. No question. But, you know, listen, you know, when you're that's such a, obviously.
It's a great age, man.
Is there anything better than walking into your door and seeing the little one there?
I get a little, sometimes if she's in the right mood, I get a little high-pitched screech when I come home.
Oh, really?
Other times you get some crying, and then I get the baby handed right to me because it's been a long day.
She turns around and walks.
That's exactly what she says. I'm going to watch the Phillies game, dude.
So let's introduce our guest, who, by the way, has experience in those particular areas, having a boatload of kids. Mr. Larry Schreiber, how are you, sir?
What's up, Larry?
What's up, boys?
What's going on, my man?
Now I know what it feels like to be Tom Brady, getting his Hall of Fame jacket.
That's right.
With you class folks.
We're retiring his number here, actually.
It's funny you mentioned Tom Brady, because Justin could have had Tom Brady, and he was like, should we book Tom Brady or Larry Schreiber?
I will choose Larry any freaking day of the week, man.
Absolutely.
That's my brother from another mother, as they say.
You're damn right. And so today's show is going to be kind of a little bit of an abbreviated 30-minute show, because certainly we tried, you know, to get the
blame my wife.
Yeah, I was
blame my
say,
wife.
No cooperation there. We're gonna have to edit this podcast. but we have a lot of fun, and certainly it's great to know that Justin Cohen, you know, obviously with the offices in New Jersey,
yes sir,
fantastic. You're opening one up in East Falls, right up the street.
Right next to you, man. That's where the action is, and in Short Hills. You know, we're going to Short Hills too.
Exactly.
Be for everybody.
So, if you would, Justin, and obviously, you know, you're no stranger to the airways, but remind our listeners what Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen does better than anybody else in the state of New Jersey.
I appreciate that, man. So, we are a litigation firm. That's our bread and butter. That is what we do. We are 19 trial attorneys based. Our main nucleus office is based here out of Mount Laurel, New Jersey. We are basically primarily board-certified workers' compensation and personal injury attorneys. Now, under that personal injury umbrella, and we've talked a little bit about this in the past, we do nursing home neglect and some medical malpractice cases. But, you know, when you boil down to it, you strip it down to its parts, we are personal injury and workers' compensation attorneys out of the state of New Jersey. We are licensed in Pennsylvania, but we kind of like to be situated where we can give the best representation to our clients. And that is primarily in New Jersey, because we're familiar with the court processes, we're familiar with the rules, we're familiar with the judges, we're familiar with, you know, the case law. So this is kind of where we like to plant our flag.
And I was going to, you know, and before we bring in Larry, I wanted to ask, how important is it to know the lay of the land?
So I will tell you, as somebody who's practiced in Pennsylvania and practiced in New Jersey, I practiced in PA for the first couple of years of my career. I mean, I can't even tell you what an advantage is. And it's not just familiarity with the judges, because do Philly attorneys, they call it, get hometowned out of some Jersey by some Jersey judges? Absolutely. Is the vice versa true? Absolutely. But there's nuances and there's case law that only attorneys who've been practicing, I mean, Jose and Adam talk about all the time, they've been practicing for 30 years and they learn something new every week, right? You know, I've been doing it for 13 years. I certainly learn something new every freaking day. And And I'm not saying you can't give good representation if you're practicing in a state that you're not in every day. But there's just no way you can tell me that anyone knows how to prosecute a personal injury case or a workers' compensation case better in New Jersey than we do, and vice versa with our referral partners in Pennsylvania. Because I will tell you, I don't know the ins and outs of Montgomery County, Chester County, Philadelphia County.
But your network, you have a top-notch network.
Absolutely. And you know, the guy sitting across from me is responsible for a lot of the relationships we have because he knows everybody in both states. And so we're looking for somebody who does, you know, a personal injury case or a family law case or a bankruptcy case across the bridge. You know, he's the one who can tell us, hey, I've been working with these guys for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. These guys know what they're doing, because when we send out a case, that's a reflection on us. Because I will tell you, it's happened to me before. Larry, you've probably heard this before. You know, we've sent clients out for cases that we don't handle, and I'll get a call the next day or the next week saying, hey, I never heard from those guys, or, you know, yeah, I couldn't get somebody on the phone. And that is a reflection.
And it's themes, it's got a steam.
That's right. That's exactly right. And if Larry's the one who provides the name, guess what? That's a reflection on him, makes him look like a schmuck.
And Larry, let's talk about that, because you are a great relationship builder, and but also in both the company's at BridgeMed Legal, right?
So yeah,
and so you connect top professionals in each area, and the amazing part about that is you're both laying a lot on the line when you do it,
right?
Reputations.
That's right. And relationships, okay?
100%.
And so, ought to first talk about the legal side where Justin, is mentioning. A part of his network is, you know, your network and the introductions that you make. Your butt is on the line when you do that. There's no room for
error.
For issue. There's not. And so talk about that point, number one. And number two, the network of attorneys over in PA that you can offer to Justin and his clients, and then we'll get into the medical.
So thank you, Joe. Thanks, Justin, for having
me. Well, you paid me a lot of money to say it. I'm going to say it.
BridgeMed Legal was created to fill a need. There is the most important thing, you know, with a lot of these cases, is the people who work up the case, meaning the physicians, the doctors, the chiropractors, the rehab, the whoever
specialist.
It is.
Right.
Specialist. Because if you don't have somebody who understands the space that is personal injury workman's comp, they will easily, you know, mismanage a case.
Right.
They might not get the diagnostics in time. They might not send to a neurologist, you know, for certain items. So if they don't help build the case and find out what's wrong with the person and start getting them, you know, on the road to recovery, not only are you going to have a dissatisfied client, you know, which Justin has to hear from.
Right.
But the truth of the matter is, the most important thing is their well-being.
Right.
And the trust factor in a sense.
1,000%.
In the entire circle.
So I have been in the med legal space for close to 30 years now. And one thing you realize is there's different types of physicians. You can have four different chiropractors.
Right.
But not every one of them understands the workman's comp space.
Right.
So what happens is, a lot of times, you know, we have round tables amongst attorney friends, and they will sit there and they'll say, and they'll compare notes, you know, this type of case, we only receive this verdict. And one of the things that popped out the most is that the attorneys that allowed their clients to just willy-nilly go to their primary care physician,
yeah, right,
who is not equipped,
right,
to handle a case,
right,
you know, they realized that their verdicts were a lot less because they didn't have the documentation, the patient didn't treat, they didn't try to get them on a regular rotation into therapy. So what happened was the cases got devalued. And then through the years of listening to all the pain points of the attorneys, what I realized was there was a real issue with attorneys specifically who don't see their clients. Their clients could be anywhere in the state of New Jersey or Pennsylvania. But if Justin has a client who's outside of Pittsburgh,
right,
he's going to have his staff look online
for
hours upon hours to try to find that specialist.
That's right.
That will handle it. But what we do is we have a network of over 320 physician specialists through six states, predominantly in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Those are the three core states that we have. But so what will happen is we will place the case with with different doctors that are appropriate and that understand the space they're in.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, I was talking to Larry before you came in. I've been in the emergency room the last 2 out of 3 nights.
Oh, man.
For my foot. It just blew up. Okay. Jeez. Turns out it may be gout. It's not an infection. We're worried about a lot of things. And it also may be a spider bite. I got a couple marks on my leg.
Can we sue the freaking spider or something? Right. If not, get the hell out of here, man.
I need an attorney, right? I was working on a podcast at the time. Right. Or it could be I twisted it because x-rays and blood tests were negative, thank God.
Thank God, man, yeah.
Having said that, they walked up to me at the end of the night at the emergency room, and my copay was $400.
Right.
Okay? And those are individuals. That's the way to normal. Your normal medical,
point,
you know, it runs. However, when you talk about your providers, and I happen to have, sir. I've called you many times for providers, they have to be outstanding providers, specialists. They have to understand the fact that there may be claim petitions. They may not get paid right away. They have to be patient advocates, which means in spite of that, they're willing to treat the individual with a letter of protection, and because they care about that patient, but also they have to potentially, they may have to not only work and treat and provide compliance, but they may have to testify.
Sure.
Okay. On behalf of that.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk about that important point, because a lot of times, and this is always, everybody always snickers when you hear this, and in a funny way, IME or a DME, okay,
right.
Defense Medical Exam. So the defense, the insurance companies, and they'll find some type of doctor that only does that.
If you call it that.
Makes $1 million.
Just kidding. Those DME docs out there.
But what I'm saying is they may spend 10 minutes, if max. I've heard crazy things.
Oh, yeah.
How important is the credibility of a doctor that your client treats with, and also how important is it that that doctor is not only willing to treat them, but recognize and understand the area where we're in, the medical area and legal area that we're in, and the fact that they have to testify on their behalf against some potential doctor that's seen them for 10 minutes.
Right. So.
But that doctor, by the way, may be credible over
there.
That's
right. That's right. And the doctor may have a long, qualified CV or curriculum vitae, which is powerful to a jury. Because we treat every case and we assume we're going to trial in every case. I'll just tell you, fundamentally, we assume every single case that we have is going to trial, which means you have to start from the beginning. And which is why if you're recommending a doctor to a client of yours, if you're just going to send them to their family doctor who's never treated an auto accident case or doesn't know how to bill PIP insurance or doesn't know how workers' compensation in New Jersey works, that you have to be pre-authorized, you're setting your client up for failure. Now, whether they write them the right script for PT or the right script for gabapentin or whatever it may be, from a legal perspective, you are setting your client up to fail. Which is why Larry and I were talking about this a little bit before we were on air. It is so, so important that not only is the client getting the right treatment for his or her recovery, but that it's documented the right way and it's billed the right way. Because if it doesn't exist in the medical records from a legal perspective, it doesn't exist at all. I can't even tell you how many times I've had this conversation where, a client or somebody will say, I'm a 10 out of 10 pain. And I said, and I get that and I understand that, but, a jury is going to know you for a whole hour. Right. And they're going to see there's a gap in treatment from the date of your accident to 3 months later. And the objective, rational person is going to think, if this person in front of me who's asking for money was in so much pain, why was there a 3 month gap in treatment? I know if I'm in so much pain, I'm going to find every freaking doctor I can, just like you did with your spider bite, which is why it is not only important to have resources like Larry to find good doctors, and that's the most important thing, but doctors that know what they're doing in a litigation case, because you could get good care, you could get good treatment. If the doctors don't know what they're doing, they don't know how to document the records, they're not willing to come testify, they don't have experience testifying, they can absolutely kill your case.
So let's talk about trust, Larry, and accountability, because you stand in front of your network. Listen, for our injured workers program with the unions,
right,
we have had... So we don't as much deal with the medical anymore, and the unions have their preferred attorneys. However, if you don't have those resources and you have somebody, how important is for you to be able to pick up the phone and say, listen, I not only have somebody for you, but that person, Larry, is accountable to that entire network.
Right.
Well, so they're not going to be fishing through phone calls at that office.
But, you know, it's funny. I keep talking about conversations we had off air, but, you know, me, Larry, and Adam were talking just in Adam's office, and the three of us were saying there are not enough hours in this day to get everything done.
Oh, yeah.
So if you start adding on the fact that I'm going to have to spend hours upon hours researching doctors, making sure doctors call the clients, get them set up, making sure they're billing the right people.
Compliance.
I will tell you, I wouldn't be able to do it. You know, I wouldn't be able to do it. Or I literally live off of no sleep. And, you know, that is the name of the game. I can't. So I will tell you, when I email Larry, and is it Caitlin who works for you? Mm-hmm. So she is, I've never met her personally. She is a freaking rock star. This is somebody who every time my office and Larry involved with a mutual client for us, patient for him, his assistant or his right-hand man, right-hand woman, within minutes sends all the information for the client, where they're going to be treating, claim, all this stuff. If I had to follow up with Caitlin or with Larry or with other doctors, I would lose my crap. I would lose my, you know what? I lose my sanity. How about that? The different S word. I would lose my sanity because there are not enough hours in the day, which is why, you know,
we try to make the offices and the firm much more efficient, because what we do is we take a lot of the busy work off their plate.
That's right.
And we have specialists. You know, first, Joe, you said something that was very interesting, and it went to the billing.
That's a first.
Yeah. Hold on, the billing.
Well, it's been a great show, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. Say Shafiana for that, man. Yeah.
Wow, I got one. I've been doing this for 10 years. Been doing the Justin Cohen show.
Yeah, there you go.
Woo! Man, hold on. What was it?
It was.
I was interesting as anybody.
It was in reference to billing.
Sure.
Yeah. Because a lot of doctors, traditional doctors, are used to billing, and within 30 days they get the money automatically sent to them
from like a health insurance company.
Traditional health insurance, right, yes. Correct. And in our space, there's a lot of times where it could be a slip and fall where you have to get an LOP, which is a letter of protection,
right,
which means that the physician will accept payment after the case. So in the meantime, he's treating on his dime. He's treating, he's providing services, products on his dime. And he has to be willing to accept an LOP with the hopes of getting paid later.
It's interesting you say that, because last night, I just remembered as we were talking. So they have, this is at Jefferson, they have a person who walked around. And the first thing she asked me, now that I remember, is, she said you weren't injured at work or in a car accident, right?
I have. They always ask.
Because they may not have treated me.
That's right.
I may have had to leave that, you know, that hospital as bad a shape as I was in.
That's right.
That is one of the things that we're talking about here. And as an attorney, okay, that's a massive comfort having a network of attorneys,
right.
Okay, that if somebody calls from Pennsylvania, whatever the situation is, you have that covered. But also, you were talking medical now. And so to be able to cover, because there's no way, I've thought about this a lot. I wonder what it was like. And thank God we have, you know, doctors who are advocates that believe in, you know, the recovery of a person and treating somebody, you know, after they find out, you know, maybe it was a car accident. Does that make their injury or their suffering? It may even make it worse or a work injury, but does that make, you know, so if regular people had to go out there and find this network of doctors, they just couldn't do it.
They couldn't do it because most people are going to the big provider, you know, like the big healthcare system. So, you know, your Penn, your Jefferson, like you were talking about, your primary doctor,
right?
Which are now being gobbled up a lot of times by these big healthcare systems. And these healthcare systems are not involved for the most part in these litigation cases, and they can turn a case upside down by billing the wrong people, billing the wrong amount, not putting anything in the records, or not being a willing participant in the litigation. Because if the case goes to trial and you need, and they're like, well, I'm not canceling my day of patients unless you pay me $20,000 for a deposition, which, by the way, happens with some of these big healthcare systems, you're screwed.
How do you handle that, Justin, when you're deposing somebody?
Yeah.
Maybe it's a doctor and you have obviously your responsibility to your client is to send them to the best medical professional possible. Okay, so they can get better, and somebody that's willing to stand and back them up and sit there and go, okay, not only have I treated with this person, I've treated this person, but these are their injuries, and I'm staking my reputation. Right. But how do you deal with somebody? And Larry, in your world, I've asked this question to a lot of medical providers. What is it? How do you depose somebody who may have great credentials?
Right.
Okay. And I've heard numbers in excess of $1 million for somebody who only does quote unquote independent medical exams, may meet with somebody for 5 minutes. Okay.
Right.
And have never seen them. And they're going to sit there and making a complete judgment on somebody's entire workup.
Right.
Okay. In 5 minutes, when they've been treating with other doctors for 2 years.
Right. So that's one of the common points that an experienced trial attorney hit. You know, you're deposing or cross-examining a defense medical expert. And, okay, you know, if it's you, you know, Dr. Doherty, how long did you see, you know, Mr. Schreiber, how long was in your office? Oh, half an hour. Okay, that half an hour, how long were you actually in the room? Okay, 20 minutes. Of that 20 minutes, how long were you actually doing a physical examination? Okay, 10 minutes. And other than this one period of time, which lasted, you know, an hour door to door, have you ever seen Mr. Schreiber in your life beforehand?
Could you pick him out of a lineup?
Exactly. And the answer is always no, right? Okay. Well, all right. Now you talk about Dr. So-and-so, who's been treating Mr. Schreiber for 2 years, right, under his umbrella, whether it's pain management or orthopedic surgery, performed a surgery, oversaw his physical therapy. You have to paint the picture to the jury, as a good attorney will do, to say, how could anybody believe that this doctor who saw somebody for 10 minutes can give as thorough an opinion or as credible opinion on Larry's health versus the doctor that's been treating him for 2 years? So, and that's a very common, you know, legal tool that
do you enjoy that part of the
I do, because I'm sometimes, and again, defensive doc, DME doctors sometimes are very good people. Sometimes in their independent professions, they're good doctors. But I will tell you, I sometimes can get a little personal.
For those listeners, my
law partner is, you know, again, Adam, 58 going on, you know, 12.
Shout out to Adam Kotler and, of course, Jose Hernandez.
That's exactly right. But, you know, I a lot of times they're good people, good doctors, but from a legal perspective, you know, sometimes I just get so frustrated. I'm like, how could you come in and say that this person who had a cervical fusion has no permanent disability, right?
I mean, it's
crazy.
I talk about that because I know that, you know, with your medical providers, a lot of them are the tops in their fields. Does that irk you a little bit when you have individuals that may have had a decent reputation throughout their career, and now all of a sudden, you know, let me just say, not irk you, but does it inspire you to get the best doctors who fight that?
Yeah. Thanks, Joe. That's a great question. So what happens is, just like Justin said, you have these guys that peruse their 400-page medical record in 15 minutes and then examine them for 5 minutes, and they don't have a clue of truly the underlying facts, because they don't have time to absorb everything. So what's great is when you have an expert witness or somebody who's been treating these patients, you know, they usually can punch holes in the defense,
right?
Because they are much more, you know, knowledgeable in the case, and they're versed in the specific, you know, issues that are irking the patient.
Right.
Well, let me ask you, I came up with a great idea. I would love to do this, and I would love to see it happen. I would love it to watch you depose one of these guys who spends maximum 10 minutes.
Right.
Well, listen to this. If you brought in three people and you said, by the way,
pick them out of a lineup.
Here's three people sitting right there. Which one is my client?
That's like some My Cousin Vinny stuff.
Do you like that?
I love it.
Did you like that?
I love that. Dude, I love
like
that idea.
I actually, you know, I mean, that, you know, when we think about it, it just irks me. When, you know, somebody's life is on the line, you guys are working so hard to represent them.
Right.
okay? And some, you know, individual comes in, and I always got confused why medical malpractice isn't involved in those situations, because how could you actually do it?
Right.
Guys, we only have a couple minutes left. You know, this, I told everybody this is going to be a shorter show, but it's packed with a lot of information on what your clients can expect.
Larry told me he can't stand being in a room with me anymore than half.
He said, I'll give you 26 minutes, and that's it.
That's it, man. Yeah.
But, you know, certainly, I really appreciate, you know, what you do and what clients can expect, because they need, you know, not only treatment, but they need to be able to trust individuals when they're, in a sense, putting their life in your hands. Because obviously, when somebody gets injured in those situations, you never know if they're going to recover.
That's
right. You know, the other thing that's really important that, I mean, you know, Justin and the team here does great is communication. One of the biggest things that I get complaints and pushback on is patients or clients don't get return phone calls from their firms,
yes, right,
and or the doctor's office, and they're scared.
Right.
Most people are in pain and discomfort.
Right.
They're not used to this, so they're scared. They don't know the procedures, the protocols of,
and they're getting
world
messed with by their insurance company.
Right. 1,000%. Absolutely. So they're getting hit by all over. So the truth is that a lot of these patients are just a little scared, and they need to be held by the hand, and they have to be reassured, and they also need to have constant communication when need be.
And Larry, you know what?
That's right.
Where that's really important also is because a lot of these patients, clients, if you will, have tried to fight the system themselves at first. They have little trust walking into the situation.
Right.
And so when they finally meet somebody like yourselves, they may be a little gun shy because they just got beat up by a so-called doctor that said that they were, you know, that they had their back, and
right,
they went and in a system that's unforgiving. Justin, if you would, contact information for our listeners.
Sure. Fellas, again, great show, great talking, everybody. Larry, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me.
I think we were just a pit stop on his way to the shore. So
I'll tell you one thing, though. A damn good one.
That's right. Firm name is Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. Again, we're board-certified workers' compensation, civil law attorneys. Feel free to contact us at our office number, 856-751-7676. You can always contact me and my email, justin@khcfirm.com.
And the website?
Sure, peoplefirstlawyers.com. That's peoplefirstlawyers with an S at the end, .com.
Awesome. Larry Schreiber, BridgeMed Legal.
My number is 609-332-0428, and the website is BridgeMedLegal.com, and it's info@bridgemidlegal.com, our email.
Awesome. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the Justin Cohen Show here on WWDB. We want to thank Larry Schreiber for being our guest on the broadcast. I want to thank Kotler, Hernandez, and Cohen for helping to make it happen. Shout out to Adam Kotler and Jose Hernandez. And on behalf of our host, our good friend, Justin Cohen, and Larry Schreiber, I'm Joe Dougherty. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.